On September the 8th, we mark the International Day for Literacy. First of all, can you give us a brief background of what the situation regarding literacy is in the world today? Like how many people are still illiterate and especially in what areas?
The percentage of people who are literate, adults over the age of 15 is the category we normally use for this, is about 88%, which sounds quite reasonable until you realize that actually the number of people, the number of adults without literacy amounts to an amazing 793 million. And this is, of course, a shocking figure in today's 21st century. We live in an information society, and numbers of that kind mean that all those people are excluded not only from the use of modern means of communication, but from literacy use of any kind. About two-thirds of the 793 million are women. They are particularly disadvantaged and haven't got learning opportunities in literacy. In terms of where people are located, in fact, 44% of that total are in two countries, that is India and China, with India representing alone 36% of the total of adult illiterates. That makes a total of something over 280 million adults in India alone. And 10 countries are home to 71% of the global adult literate total. In terms of literate rates, we find some very low percentages in Africa. Burkina Faso, Chad are just below or above 30% literacy, respectively, which means, of course, that most of the population don't have access to literacy. And other African countries have rates that are below 50%. These are of great concern to UNESCO, and we are seeking to address that in various ways.
Now, when we use the word literacy, what do we actually mean?
We're talking about a continuum of competencies, and we're also talking about different levels in different contexts. Just to take a random example, what a rural farmer in, say, northern Kenya needs in terms of literacy competencies may be very different from what a compatriot of theirs in the city of Nairobi requires. And, of course, the same person may, over a course of a lifetime, move from one context to another, achieve more education. So we are talking about a continuum of skills, not really about an absolute threshold. This raises the question, of course, of literacy competence in other countries, of what we normally think of as highly literate countries. Studies in France, where the UNESCO headquarters is located, show that up to 3 million adults have been to school but do not have the level of literacy competence required for their life and work. In other words, we're not talking there about complete illiterate adults. We're talking about people whose level on this continuum is not really adequate for their daily needs. We sometimes talk about people being functionally less literate, if you like, or not having the requisite functional literacy level to show that there's a difference between not ever having had the opportunity to learn and the fact that even if you have had that opportunity, it may not be adequate to your needs.
So what you're saying is to get ahead in today's world, we need to know more than just simple reading and writing.
What I'm saying is that this will vary in different contexts, but in a sense, you're quite right. Literacy in itself was considered in the past, by UNESCO, in fact, and others, to be a sort of absolutely useful value, a threshold. You're either literate or you're not. We've come a long way since then. We understand it differently. We often talk these days about multiple literacies. But you're quite right. The point today is that literacy enables you to do things, and it's only as valuable as the purposes that a community or individual has for the use of written communication. And in today's world, that does include not just, of course, written communication on paper or in print, but also the computer, mobile phones, digital communication, and so on. And in fact, of course, in that context, we're talking about literacy that involves text, reading, writing, but it also involves images, it involves icons on the screen, and so on. So it has become a very much more complex and very much more progressive, if you like.
Oh, absolutely. We come up against that kind of obstacle all the time.
Absolutely. We're all faced with this. In our lifetimes, wherever we are, we're all faced with the need to continue to develop and adapt our literacy competencies to new environments, new challenges. Absolutely right.
Now, as we were saying, the 8th of September marks this International Day for Literacy. What significance does such a day have, and what's its aim?
Well, this day has been celebrated for over 45 years, and UNESCO has always marked the occasion. It's important. It's important because the promotion of literacy for youth and adults, as opposed, if you like, to children at school, is extremely important and sometimes neglected. The Education for All movement, which has six goals, includes literacy for youth and adults, but it is one of those areas that governments find it hard to allocate adequate resources to. Often only 1% of the education budget goes to adult literacy, although some of the African countries I mentioned have increased that to 3%, and some places even 7%. That's still a small amount, but it's better than the low amounts that have traditionally been assigned to that sector. But it also enables UNESCO to mark particularly good practice in literacy. So there are, in fact, two UNESCO International Literacy Prizes. One is the Confucius Prize, sponsored by the People's Republic of China, and the other, the King Sejong Literacy Prize, sponsored by the Republic of Korea. And these are awarded by UNESCO to programs around the world which are recognized for their good practice. This year, the theme of the Literacy Day is Literacy for Peace, a very important and current theme. And so some of the programs that have been rewarded have given attention to building reconciliation, to breaking down barriers through the use of literacy and communication.
You answered my next question. I was going to ask you about the tie between literacy and peace, which is highlighted this year.
Well, literacy is really a means of communication. It's just as we use oral communication and so on, literacy is about communicating through some form of text. I say some form because often these days it's email, but it might also be paper and print and so on. So as a means of communication, literacy is very important as a means of expressing different cultural identities, of communicating between parties that may be in conflict, developing a consensus, and so on. We hardly notice this as part of our daily lives, but in fact, literacy is a very key means of communication, which is used in building reconciliation and peace as much as it's used in self-expression and more functional development areas and so on.
Now, it's all very well to raise awareness as regarding the terrible numbers of illiterate people, but is there anything private individuals can do, maybe in support of some of the organizations or of UNESCO, working towards this noble aim?
As I said earlier, literacy is an issue in most societies. We don't have to look very far to find communities and groups of people who are struggling to attain the levels and the use of literacy that they need in their daily lives. And I think that in many contexts, one of the things individuals can do is actually volunteer to get alongside, particularly young people who perhaps have not had opportunities at school that they should have had, to help remedy the literacy levels. But there are, of course, many non-governmental organizations in the world which are promoting literacy in developing country contexts, and certainly they are very worthy of support in terms of bringing literacy in relevant ways, contextualized ways, to communities for the purposes that they want to use literacy for.
Would you recognize the Catholic Church contribution in this field, the missions above all?
When we look at the use of literacy, we find that the use of literacy for religious purposes is often a very strong motivation for people to want to learn to read. And the Catholic Church, like other churches and indeed other religions, have been strong promoters of literacy. And many of these efforts have gone beyond religion and have enabled people to use literacy for other development purposes. So certainly where religious organizations, faith-based NGOs and so on are active in literacy, it's often a very strong contribution to the overall effort that we were trying to promote.
So I was referring more to the schools they set up than to the aim of evangelization.
UNESCO recognizes that religious organizations, institutions have their own purposes, of course, and UNESCO is an intergovernmental agency which works with countries from all religious areas of the world and so on. So while recognizing that, UNESCO is particularly concerned that these efforts should also work to enable people to have development opportunities, to develop their potential through education, to use literacy as an adult in ways that are relevant and useful to improve the quality of life.
Yes, and to be able to choose. Knowing what's going on means you can choose the best option.
We haven't mentioned that, but of course some of the impacts of literacy do relate to economic development, to opportunities for employment, to choose new options in life. They also relate to participating in society and taking part in the democratic processes. They also relate to cultural self-expression, often an area that is not much emphasized, but in fact very important. Literacy is also a means for poetry, for stories, for recounting history, for recording and telling, passing on the traditions of societies and communities. And these are also extremely important ways in which literacy contributes to the quality of life.
Just one last question. What are your hopes for the future working in the area in which you do?
UNESCO will continue to promote literacy. We're coming towards the end now of the United Nations Literacy Decade, which was proclaimed by the United Nations General Assembly back in 2003. It comes to an end at the end of next year, 2012. And we're already reflecting how we can go beyond that. We need to continue the efforts. The international community has not devoted adequate levels of attention or effort or financial investment in adult literacy in order to address the problem. Just to illustrate that, the current estimates that the Education for Global Monitoring report has show that while today, as we said earlier, there are 793 million illiterate adults in the world, estimated, it's estimated that number will go down only to 711 million by 2015, in another 4 years. This really is not an adequate level of progress. And UNESCO is currently studying ways of working with its member governments to scale up literacy efforts, to accelerate efforts, to extend the reach of literacy programs in appropriate ways to more people so that the rate of progress is faster.